I've been here before, but I just returned for the summer.
I set the now dry glass back in its spot under the bar. You probably shouldn't be driving home. She waves me off.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry, I'm not going to.
I pick her 20 up off the bar.
You want me to call old Mo to drive you home? He's the town's unofficial taxi. Fair warning, though. His cataracts are getting pretty bad, and he's half deaf.
She scrunches her eyebrows at me.
That's okay. Thanks for your advice.
I put her money in the till, and when I turn back, she's already at the door of the bar.
Sure thing. Have a good one.
I wave my hand and hear the door shut behind her. 15 minutes later, I'm closing up the bar when I spot the same girl staring into the window of Breadbox Bakery. Her long hair is twisted up in one of those messy buns all the girls seem to wear now, exposing her neck. I will not think about what it would be like to run my tongue along the skin there. I will not think about what it would be like to run my tongue along the skin there. Damn, I just thought about it. Oh well, sue me. Do you not have a home? I call across the desolate street. She startles and swivels around, finding me already crossing the street.
Yes, I have an apartment. I was just looking.
Have you been? She crinkles her eyebrows, obviously not understanding my question. Norma makes the best pies. My favorite is the chocolate. Those little chocolate shavings. I close my eyes and rub my tummy, as though I just popped one in my mouth. Delicious. She clears her throat.
No, I've never had them.
Well, make that a pit stop this summer, because... I lean in close and lower my voice. Rumor is she's closing shop at the end of the season. For the first time tonight, the gold flecks in her eyes sparkle.
Really?
Why would I lie? She turns her body back to the window case. Her hand plants on the glass. Listen. I look around, seeing no one in sight, which isn't unusual at 11 o'clock on a Monday night. I'm fairly sure that the last crime that happened in Climax Cove was when Ross McGee sold a library book at his garage sale. But I have this manly obligation to make sure you get home safe. She grants me her attention, narrows her eyes, and crosses her arms over her chest. She's cute with her jeans and chucks, though her t-shirt could cling a little more if you ask me. But she's got curves and a stellar ass, as I just happened to notice when I approached from across the street. Now, give me a break. I'm a male, aren't I? She cocks a hip and puts her hand on her waist.
What makes you think I'd let some bartender walk me home and find out where I live?
I hold my hands up in the air. Okay, then you can come to my house. I grin.
What about all your responsibilities?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please take note that she doesn't immediately tell me to piss off. She could have shot me down by now, but she hasn't. Lucky for you, I'm done for the night. I don't go into specifics that my son Toby is at a sleepover. Rule number one in the single dad's club is you don't tell a girl you're a dad right away. Especially if you're just looking for a one and done.
Lucky for me? Maybe lucky for you.
She arches one of her dark eyebrows. I step closer, my hand landing on the glass beside her head. Either way, you haven't declined my offer. I could make those troubles go away. Her eyes meet mine, and I do my best to let her see that I'll light up her world one orgasm at a time. She shifts her stance. Her tomboy vibe doesn't scream that she's a one-night stand kind of girl, but I can tell she wants me nonetheless.
Don't sugarcoat me like I'm some bimbo without a brain. I know the score if I go home with you. Right now, I'm just trying to figure out if you're worth it.
I pull my phone out of my pocket. Should I call some references for you? She rolls her eyes.
Spare me.
Weaving out from under my arm, she walks straight toward my car. How did you know the Mustang was mine? I ask. She walks backward now in order to face me.
I didn't need to score a 35 on my ACT to know you're the type of guy who buys a sports car in this town.
A smile overtakes my entire face. I like this girl. She's a little spitfire, and it seems like she can go toe-to-toe with me. Not many can.